All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello, and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here on All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. My name is Corey Andrew, and today joining us from California is an energy healer, past life regression therapist, life coach, and certified hypnotherapist. She's the owner of Journeys to Heal, with offices in Sun Valley and Burbank, California. You can look her up online at www.journeystoheal.com. Please join me in welcoming Christine Ofsepian for the Professionals Roundtable. Hey, Christine, how are you doing today?
Good, Corey. Thank you for having me. How are you?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well myself. Thanks for asking. So to get the ball rolling over here, why don't you tell us about Journeys to Heal and the variety of modalities you offer there?
Yeah, so Journeys to Heal was established in 2010. Prior to that, I was kind of an accountant and very miserable with my career. And so around 2008, I hit rock bottom in a sense. And from hitting rock bottom, I just turned and surrendered to the universe. And through a very vivid dream, I kind of remembered who I was. And so, you know, I woke up in the morning, and at the time I was still pushing the hypnotherapy, the accounting, the CPA flow of my future, but things really changed very rapidly. I suddenly typed in hypnotherapy, didn't even know the meaning of the word, what it was, what it led to. And so I started, I went and found a school close to home, and I went to a therapist that graduated from there. And I thought, if I'm at rock bottom and depressed and anxious all the time, if this modality can help me, then I'm a believer. So that's how it kind of started out for me. So in 2009, I started the school. I started my master's in psychology, and it kind of took its own, course and guided me to life coaching and past life regression therapy and energy healing. So all the modalities that spoke to my heart, I kind of work with now. And recently I've been studying Qigong energy work, and it's powerful. It helps so many obstacles, because everything begins in the mind. Therefore, as it begins in the mind, it can end in the mind as well. So that's kind of how I started out. And as it changed my life over the years, I've been blessed to have worked with the same modalities that saved my life to help my clients.
Well, that's something that's really special. So you were at a point where, you were doing being a CPA, it's a decent paying job, decent being modest, but it wasn't making you happy. It wasn't fulfilling you on an emotional level. And you had that, you're at a crossroads of, just continuing and going through the motions and just working, or doing something that you love, that you believe in, and that you can help people with. So you went back to school, you got your your master's in psychology, congratulations on that. And then you were able to incorporate these other modalities in to really help people make a beneficial change in their life to lead healthier, happier, more well-balanced lives.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is so awesome. I mean, just to be able to go any time in life and realize this is what you wanted to do, and it was just wasn't fulfilling you on a mental level, that you're able to now find something that works, that was able to change for you, and now you're able to share it with others and create this wonderful, wonderful practice.
Absolutely, because ultimately the subconscious work, energy work, any of these past life regression work, this is not new. It's been around for thousands of years, but unfortunately we've moved far away from it and we've become too left brain logical. And now, humanity is changing, especially since 2012, as the Mayans said, it's the end of the world, but it really wasn't. It was the end of an era and a beginning of the new age, which means all of us awakening to our inner power and inner strength, and truly, making a difference in our own lives and not thinking or feeling trapped in our own world, pushing what society expects of us, pushing to try to fit in. I did that 30 years of my life. It was not fun. We're not here to fit in. We're here to be free and to live life to the fullest.
Exactly. We're here to make ourselves happy and to lead lives Absolutely. That we love.
Yes. Wow, because when we're happy, those around us can be happy as well.
It's infectious. It's definitely infectious in the best of ways.
It is. It absolutely is.
So I'm kind of curious, where were you introduced into hypnotherapy and energy healing at that too?
Sure. So like I said, as I was still trying to push to, you know, take the exams to become a CPA, because I was not a CPA, I was just, you know, an accountant and pushing that forward through that dream. Honestly, I just looked at myself and I said, I know who I am. And I woke up and I typed in hypnotherapy. I had no idea what hypnotherapy was. I, of all people, thought, you know, just hypnosis is for stage where people quack like chickens and bark like dogs. I witnessed my own brother at age 8 do that on stage, and it was hilarious. But hypnotherapy is just a very powerful tool because, you know, with traditional therapy, it's wonderful work. It does amazing stuff for people. But when you tap into the subconscious, it's on a whole nother level. The changes are permanent, and we're able to ultimately, you know, bypass the beta, the logic, and then tap into the alpha, theta, and delta levels, which is where actually the reprogramming can be shifted and changed and created as well. And so everything that I always explain this, the subconscious, to my clients, just like the hard drive. You may go on your computer and delete from the desktop whatever files that you don't need, but if it's in the hard drive, you need to get into the hard drive to get rid of it from the core. Because you can't just, you know, delete it from the desktop and think your computer is back to, you know, having the space that you need. And so the more overwhelming negative thoughts, emotions, feelings that we hold on to from the past, trauma, whatever it may be, as I explain to my clients, the depression, anxiety, panic, all these emotions are simply just the symptoms of something deeper. So when we go into the subconscious with hypnosis, hypnotherapy, or even past life regression, I mean, I've seen many, many miracles happen, including this week with multiple of my past life regression therapy and hypnotherapy clients, where once they get to the core of where the root cause is and you get rid of the core, your life just miraculously shifts and changes because your mindset changes. And, you know, with a positive mindset, you can achieve anything. With a negative one, you're just limited.
That's true. I mean, they are called limiting beliefs for a reason.
Absolutely.
I love how you simplified it in such a beautiful way, relating it to a computer's hard drive where you can delete it off the visible computer, you can delete it off your homepage, but it's still stored in the hard drive unless you go into it, find the source, and then get rid of it.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So I do understand. Oh, sorry, we are running out of time here on the show. I'm really sorry to say. So really quick, though, for those listening, if they wanted to get in contact with you, maybe they wanted to contract some of your help, either as a hypnotherapist, past life regression, they needed some help with a life coach, or maybe they just need some energy healing done. What would be the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, they can contact me via email or call 818-605-0089. And I want to, before I let you go real quickly, remind people that I also take, you know, people on retreats around the world, which are healing, yoga, and meditation retreats. And I'm also the author of Living Through Choice, Transforming Fears to Love. And so this book is available on Amazon. It's a bestseller, and in Barnes & Noble.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Christine, thank you so, so much for joining me today. It's been an honor and a pleasure to meet you and have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Corey. You have a wonderful day.
You too. And that was Christine Ovsepian with Journeys to Heal. That website is journeystoheal.com. You can also give Christine a call at 818-605-0089. Look out for those retreats for yoga and meditation. Also look for her book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Living Through Choice, Transform Fears to Love. This has been Corey Andrew on the Professionals Roundtable, and we'll be right back at it with more interesting interviews after a quick commercial break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on All Business Media.
They'll challenge your authority.
Is the seatbelt on?
This is fine.
They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.